mountains. As Toby said, that's amazing, isn't it? I type mighty into Google Images, up come mountains. Yes, mountains, immovable, strong, massive. Is that what you think of when you think of mighty? Okay, take a moment. I want you to think of what you think of when you think mighty. I didn't give you a chance to do that because I was worried I'd lost my place. So think, is it mountains? Okay, what about this? What about the sun? Okay, you did almost allude to that as well, the sun. You know, the power of those reactions that is just that nuclear fusion that is so strong that we're 92 million miles away and it still burns us. You know, is that what you picture when you think of might? Or is it lions, you know, animals? You know, have you ever seen those? Have you ever seen a lion up close? They're just huge, just pure muscle. Just their paws are like the size of your head. Like they're incredibly powerful. Is that what you think of when you think of might? Or is it? He's not here today, so I can get away with that. Although I think he'd like that. Is it that? If that's your picture of might, oh dear. But the thing is that whatever you picture, please get rid of it. I can't have that looking at me like at the back. Whatever you picture for might, when it comes to God, it isn't enough. It's just not big enough. You know, God is so much mightier than we can ever understand. And that is incredible. And tonight I just want to very quickly go over this. You know, I can't describe, there aren't words to describe how mighty God is. But I thought I'd give it a little bit of a go. And I do it by using Isaiah 40. All right, now here's where I'm going to ask you to do something very uncomfortable. I know, actually, Toby, it's not uncomfortable for you. It's going to be uncomfortable for pretty much everybody else. But what I'm going to try and do tonight is, have you ever seen like one of those award shows where, and then, all right, American award shows, where they start to introduce somebody. And as people start hearing the accolades of the person, they start, and then it starts getting bigger and bigger and cheering. And as things go along, they just get bigger and louder and louder and louder. Until right at the end, it's just going crazy in the place. Well, I want to tell you tonight that the mighty God, who is bigger than anything you can imagine, is here tonight. Yes, yes, yes! But what I'm going to do is I'm going to read you Isaiah 40, which is essentially like this. It's essentially an introduction to the mightiness of God, introducing God and listing some of his deeds. So what I want you guys to do is to cheer and clap along as things kind of go. Okay, as you start to hear the amazingness of God, we want to try and build into this thing. Now, obviously, I don't want you to do anything fake. I want you to be cheering if you don't think that's great. But I do kind of want us to get hold that our mighty God, this God that I'm going to describe, is here tonight. And I'm going to try and introduce him in a way that is fitting. I don't think I can do it, but we'll give it a go. So, you understand what you got to do? Yeah. Okay, you got to cheer, clap. Now, there's one thing you have to do. It's just cheer and clap. But there's one rule, and it's you can't go down. Okay, once you've got to a level, it only goes up until the end. Okay, so Toby, remember that. If you're going mental in the first few seconds, good luck getting to the end. All right, so are you ready? Yes. Oh my goodness, this isn't going to work. Are you ready? Yes. Okay, here we go. Now I'm reading from the Word on the Street and a little bit from the Message, and it's moving about a bit, but it is essentially Isaiah 40. Ladies and gentlemen, it gives me great pleasure to introduce to you your God. Arriving center stage, totally, no, keep going, you've got to keep going. Arriving center stage, in control, power pouring from every pore, your God. With his diamond-studded trailer behind, holding rewards for you, prizes for you. He has scooped up the oceans in his two hands and measured the sky between his thumb and little finger. He has put out the earth dirt in his baskets and weighed every mountain and hill. No one could ever tell him what to do. No one has taught him his business. Why the nations are dropping a bucket to him. A mere smudge on the window. Watch him sweep up the islands like dust off the floor. There aren't enough trees in Lebanon. There aren't enough animals in those vast forests to be a sacrifice for him. To whom could you compare him? Haven't you been paying attention? How have you been listening? He sits high above the earth. The people look like ants. He stretches the skies out like a canvas and a tent to live under. He ignores what princes tell him to say. He made all this. He marches the army of stars out every single night. so magnificent, so powerful, not one is missing. He is God, the mighty one. He is, oh my goodness. Do you know what? I skipped loads. Oh, yes, he is God, the mighty one. Those words, I cut a load out and they're still not enough. Even if I put them all in, they wouldn't be enough to describe how amazing and mighty he is, how powerful, how strong to save. And what is incredible, although all that stuff's awesome and we could go on and on about the mightiness of God, on and on with all of his deeds, all the things he's done, all the amazing things he is. But what I want to pick on is this verse in Exodus 6, verse 2. God said to Moses, I am the Lord. I appeared to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob as God Almighty. But by my name, the Lord, I did not make myself known to them. You might think, what is that? You know, when we come into the mightiness of God, what is that verse? But what God is saying to Moses is, you know what? You remember Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, like the fathers of the faith, the ones that he revealed himself to as the mighty God, as the one who did all this, the one that created everything. He said, I showed them that I am mighty, but to you, I give my name. To you, I give my name, Yahweh, because I want to be your friend. The mighty God is the mighty God, powerful in the extreme, beyond anything we can imagine. And he says, I want to be your friend. Here's my name so we can have a friendship. Here's my name so we can be in a relationship. Our God is a mighty God, but he is also our friend. I struggle to kind of get my head around that, which is why I'm going to talk about one of my favorite set of books, which is the Chronicles of Narnia books. Yeah, okay, somebody's reading. Good. I was worried that there's someone down here would be like, what? The Chronicles of Narnia books. And I find them really helpful because they're kind of a story that is like an allegory, like a metaphor in some ways of the Christian story. And in a stroke of genius that I'm sure was of God, C.S. Lewis, who the guy who wrote them, he chose to make Jesus figure, the Jesus figure in the story, Aslan. And he chose to make him a lion. And because he's mighty, because it's mighty, exactly. But what is amazing, what blows your mind, is you look at the way the children interact with Aslan. They interact with him as a friend. You know, they go up to him, they stroke him, they spend time with him. He's their friend. But almost to the point where they get so used to him, they forget. And at one point, one of the animals turns to them and says, Aslan is not a tame lion. He's your friend, yes. Yes, he walks with you. Yes, he's gentle as a dove to you. But he is still a lion. He is still mighty. He is still amazing. And for me, that picture is just awesome. And it gets into my head how this works, how we can be a friend with God, yet still he is the mighty one. And then I start to think of all the things that I'm afraid of, all the things that, you know, I struggle with. Like, for example, getting up and speaking up here. Do you know what? If I got up to speak up here, as Jenny said, take away my nerves. But yeah, if I got up to speak here with a lion by my side that was my friend, I don't think I'd be as worried, frankly, because if any of you started heckling, I'd go. You know, I can't think of pretty much any situation where I wouldn't be more confident if there was a lion with me that was my friend. And this is what we have in God. But he's so much more powerful than a lion. But we have this mighty God as our friend who goes into situations with us, every situation. In fact, he gives us his name. So he says, do you know what? I am mighty, but I want to be in every moment of your life with you. I want to be in relationship with you. And what I just kind of wanted to get out of this tonight is really just three things, really, really quick. The first is that relationship is open for all of us. You know, tonight, that mighty God who did all those things that we said, that every night pulls the stars out into the sky and not one is that he's missing, knows the name of everyone, knows the number of hairs on your head. That mighty God wants to be our friend this evening. And if you haven't done that, my goodness, you're missing out. Get it done. Come meet him. He's amazing. The second is that we don't need to fear. If we have this mighty God on our side, who can stand against us? You know, it's like you say, if you walked into a situation with a lion, how confident would you feel? But you walk in some situations with someone so much more powerful than that, and someone who would do anything for you. And the last thing really is this, that if we have such a mighty God and he is our friend, then my goodness, we need to pray more. Because actually he's sitting there going, I can do anything. Do you know what blows my mind, right? God is so mighty that there is absolutely nothing that you can ask for that he cannot give you. I'm not saying he will. If you say, you know, I want a palace and jewels and, I don't know, whatever you fancy, he's not necessarily going to give it to you, but it's not impossible for him to do. He can do it if he wants to, if he's chosen, if it's part of what he wants, he can do it, which is awesome, because then if you sit there and think, there is nothing that you can think of that is impossible for God. Nothing that you could ask for. So when we pray and we pray, oh God, please help this service to go really well. Why are we not praying, God, make this building just shake with how awesome you are. You know, our prayers just aren't big enough. But he is so much mightier that it's not impossible what we ask for. So we need to pray bigger. So there is. Our God is a mighty, mighty God. And I just think the last thing to do really before we pray and we think about this is just to really give him another round of applause. Really, I know it sounds really weird, but I can't think of how, other than singing, other than all these things, to just show him just how mighty we think he is. I want to just introduce him with that last bit, that first bit from this, just one more time. And I want us just to react however you want to react. Ladies and gentlemen, it gives me great pleasure to introduce you to your God. Arriving center stage, totally in control, power pouring from every pore, your God, with his diamond-studded trailer behind, holding rewards for you, prizes for you. Father God, you are mighty. You are mighty to save. You are so much more than we can ever imagine. And you chose to be our friend, to send Jesus to die on a cross that we might have friendship with you. Oh God, for those situations where we walk into in our own strength, remind us just that you are mightier than anything we face on this earth, that nothing is impossible for you, that we walk into everything with the power of the Almighty Creator on our side. Father, thank you that you would notice us. Thank you that you would be with us tonight. Amen.